And as always, there's been no shortage of new information coming in to add to some of our stories. There's more about the music hall star, Daisy Dormer, whose story we told last week. Now, Daisy was much loved on stage, but had a troubled offstage life with a childless and not a very happy marriage. She did, though, have a child out of wedlock, born in Glasgow, whom she didn't keep. And that child was Roma Thompson's grandmother. Roma's on the line to me now. So, Roma, your grandmother was Daisy's daughter, have I got that right?
Yes, that's right.
So, she was born in Glasgow. Who was the father?
Not really an idea of that. It was left blank on the birth certificate. No one really knows. Although it has been said that she had many affairs and had a few that were long-running, shall we say, but we don't actually know who the father was.
What was her name, by the way, the baby?
The baby was named Elspeth Marion Adams Nichols.
So we don't know where the name Nichols might have come from?
No.
And it wasn't the family who brought her up?
No, it wasn't the family who brought her up. There's no connection at all. She may just have made those names up.
And so when Elspeth was conceived, Daisy presumably was appearing in Glasgow?
She was appearing in Glasgow just before the birth.
So presumably there was no chance that Daisy could bring the baby up herself for many reasons.
Well, that seems to be the case. When I began my investigations into her life, we discovered that she had already been married for 6 years before she gave birth in 1914 to my grandmother. So she wouldn't have been able to bring the baby up.
Did Daisy keep in touch with Elspeth?
It was known that she visited her for a short while after she gave the baby away. My grandmother, she actually went to London with her husband to see Daisy on stage and asked to see her, but this request was refused. All she really wanted was an acknowledgement that that was her mother. There was nothing else that she was looking for, really. It was just the fact that she wanted to know all her life who her mother really was.
So who did bring Elspeth up?
It was a family in Boswell. In those days, there was no formal adoption. I don't think that came into being until 1920. There was actually an advert put in the paper by Daisy, and she was actually handed over to this family in the foyer of a hotel in Glasgow. She was handed over with a basket of baby clothes and an amount of money. I think in those days, it was something not to be talked about, and my grandmother very, very rarely talked about it.
Well, Roma, thank you very much indeed, and good luck with your continued researches into Daisy's life.